Now it's a fact. This persecution of the Jews throughout all the centuries up to today, with a result of 13 million dead. Here you have a list of the most important events throughout the 2000 years. It began with 70 AD in this Jewish war against Jerusalem. More than 1 million Jews died. And then you see in 115 to 117 in Cyprus, Egypt, Cyrene, Palestine, Mesopotamia, hundreds of thousands dead by the enemies of the Jews. So many Jews had to die. And 40,000 Jews were sold in Cyprus. And then a second revolt of the Jews against the Romans resulted in this terrible war, 132 to 135, when Emperor Hadrian killed another 530,000 Jews. And by the consequences of famine and pestilence, another 500,000 died. And so throughout the centuries, the Jews had been persecuted, killed, massacred. Not only in the time of the Third Reich, but throughout all the centuries. And of course, what the Third Reich has done was really the most awful we can imagine. Killing 6.5 million Jews. But this was literally fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28. And this long period without statehood was foretold by Hosea. Hosea 3 verse 4, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without the sacrifice." You see, many days without statehood. "Afterward," says verse 5, "shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days." So they will not be forever without statehood, only for many days. You see, when the Bible says many days, it means many days. And when the Bible says eternal, for example, eternal punishment, it means eternal punishment. So it's so easy. "But in the latter days they should return and seek the Lord and David their king." In the Jewish commentaries, in every rabbinical Bible you can read that. Hosea 3, verse 4, look at Metzudas David. This is the commentary just beside the biblical text in the rabbinical Bible. There you have the explanation. "David their king." This is King Messiah. So in the end times, when they will return again to their land, afterward shall the children of Israel return. This will be the time when they begin to seek Messiah. So this means, in the time before their return to the land, they will have a problem with Messiah. Because only afterwards they will begin to seek Messiah. And so, we can now overlook Israel's history over around 3,500 years. And we can cut Israel's history in two periods in connection with sacrifices, which play such a central role, as we have seen. So, 1606 BC up to 70 AD, this is the time, generally, with sacrifices. Just a short stop in between Babylonian captivity. But then, from 70 AD up to today, we have the time without sacrifice. So the huge turning point was the first century AD. And if we ask for a deeper sense of history, what happened in the first century that was fundamentally important, that gave a total change to Israel's history? Now we know. Rejection of Messiah. Now, since 70 AD, the Jewish people has no sacrifices. Why? Because they did no more have the Temple Mount in their hands. And the historical explanation is this. From the 1st to the 7th century, we have the Roman-Byzantine period in Jerusalem. And the Romans and the Byzantines normally were no more interested that the Jews could get a new temple in Jerusalem. Then from the 7th to the 21st century, we have the Islamic period in Jerusalem, and the Muslims built the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the temple place, so they are absolutely, up to today, not interested in a Jewish temple. So the Jews have no sacrifice until now. We'll now make a short break and then go on.